Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, Seth Habacker.
Good morning, everyone.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Melissa K. is with us. And, she's here, but we can't hear her.
We can't hear her.
So we're working with through some technical difficulties right now. We're going to let you go ahead and look behind the curtain in a second, but we will have Misty, our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club coming up for you. We've got, of course... Well, we're going to try to do our star of the day. We'll see if we're able to. If we're not, then we'll do it on Monday.
We'll
do two next week.
Well, we'll get it figured out.
We will get it in there. We will take care of our great friends over at Culver's. We got other great stuff going on today. But yeah, we can't hear ourselves.
We are, for some reason, we're having an issue with our headphones. We wouldn't be able to hear anyone on the...
I wonder if they could hear that. It's making a clicking noise.
A very loud clicking noise, and it's cutting out the sound.
And when I put the headphones, I can't hear anything.
Yeah.
I just hear the clicking noise. Which I'm trying, I don't know if that's a, wait, is this alien contact?
The WOW signal, yeah.
Because that would be the luck.
Yeah.
They try to reach us, and we're like, I don't understand that. Moving on, next dial. I don't know. But we appreciate you guys joining us, hanging with us throughout all of this. We're going to try to get it fixed while we are going to try to fix the boat while we're on the
water. While we're on the boat,
that is radio.
Put the rails down while the train is rolling,
This doesn't even crack the top 50 of crazy radio live moments.
No, not at all.
We have some places to start today, but we, of course, should start where, of course, everybody, where most people's minds are, Friday the 13th.
It's Friday the 13th.
And, of course, now this all makes sense, Seth. Of course. Melissa, I know you can't talk to us, but you got to be nodding along right now. Like, of course, this is Friday the 13th. Of course this would happen. It's the last Friday the 13th of the year.
It's the whammy. We got hit by the whammy.
We should have seen this coming.
We should have, totally.
This is actually on us. This is our fault. We should have realized that this would happen on Friday the 13th. I apologize to the audience. As program director, this is my job to see these things coming before they happen. I apologize.
Oh, there we go.
This one coming. It is Friday the 13th, but of course, what we do around here is serious comedy to start your day. We try to give you a genuine positive start to the day. So we're not going to focus on any negatives or anything. I think luck and all those things are what you make of them.
That's right.
I come from a very superstitious mother, and I still believe that, even though she argues with me about it. So here are some good things, some positive, good vibes for Friday. First off, it's Friday.
It's Friday. Let's take that. It's a win, man.
People don't focus on that enough.
Yeah, that's right.
Friday the 13th. Other than a movie franchise that is still making movies.
Right. That's true.
Other than that, we've got, I don't know, we've got plenty of things to focus on and be good about. Like, there's a Mega Million drawing for $670 million tonight.
Whoa.
So Friday the 13th is going to be lucky for
somebody. We'll see what happens. Watch, it'll be like six people. Get the right number on this.
Definitely.
That'd be funny.
There is a launch today. SpaceX is launching. They're planning to launch a Starship, Starlink mission.
So that's cool. Pretty cool. All right.
There's a couple of things like that. And there's some great birthdays today.
All right.
We're going to be getting into them a little bit more later. But Steve Buscemi, Dick Van Dyke, Taylor Swift is 35.
Wow.
So got a couple of those.
Okay.
So there are plenty of positives about today. You just have to look for them.
Yeah.
I think especially if you don't have to look that hard, but especially if you are going into it with that. Like, hey, today I'm going to make today, I'm going to have some fun with it.
Make it a better day.
Yeah.
That's even when the headphones aren't working.
Yes. Even when the headphones aren't working. At least according to Melissa, the clicking is not coming through on air.
That's good.
But I can't, it may not seem... I don't know how to describe this to the audience, Seth, when you can't hear yourself in your headphones when we're talking on the air. It's such a difference of what Seth and I are hearing right now and what you guys are hearing.
Yes, exactly.
In order to make sure our volumes are correct, our all a billion different things are lined up, let alone that we are on the air. So that's good.
That's the good thing. Okay, maybe, that's the big...
Maybe that's good.
As we blast out everyone's eardrums.
Yes. That's the other part of volume. I feel like I'm talking really, really loud right now.
Well, and it's weird because it's not only it's a rhythmic clicking. It's not associated with the volume at all. I just figured that out. So I'm guessing it's a wire issue. I'm guessing that's what it is. But it's because we can't, because it also cuts out the sound. So if we had Melissa talking right now, it'd be up, hip,
yeah,
up, yip. You know, that kind of thing. So that's no good either. Is no good.
And we could try this. I can punch her through, and she could start talking, but I have to turn our microphones off in order to hear her.
Yeah.
So I don't know if, Melissa, you are there or not, and you want to try this and put you on the spot live on the air. But, you know, that's what we do around here. We have some fun with it. Okay, she's here. So I'm going to turn the microphones off, and you can talk, Mel.
Hello. Good morning. Can you hear me? I'm here. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Yeah. So we could hear that. That was awesome. Great to hear your voice. And yep. Thanks so much for being here, Melissa, and putting up with all these technical things. I apologize for not seeing Friday the 13th coming. Should I have seen this coming, Melissa?
Well, it's on the calendar. You kind of should have.
It's a fair point. Strong, fair point.
As it was there the whole time, man.
I really genuinely, I know I'm joking, but at the same time, I'm like, you know, actually, maybe I should have seen this coming. Maybe.
Wait, does that mean you can hear me
what
now?
What about some random facts about Friday the 13th? The origins are actually a little unclear about this one. The exact origins of Friday the 13th remain a mystery. But some believe it is rooted in Christian stories. Others link it to Norse mythology. Mm-hmm. But either way, this has been around a very long time.
That's really cool.
It's quite interesting. Mm-hmm. Not just that, but if you go a step farther with that, mm-hmm. and you think of, well, just the idea of superstition, mm-hmm. and how long that has been around. Is superstition, and I haven't done my homework on this necessarily, but it feels like a branch off of a religion or just in the idea of looking for answers.
Yeah.
You know?
It's that whole fear of the unknown thing where you try to figure out, well, When I hunted the big cat this time, right, I accidentally, you know, tripped on this root and I got a perfect strike. So that means I should trip on a root every time I hunt.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. You make the connection there, even though it may have nothing to do with what actually happened.
It's quite interesting.
Yeah.
It's considered unlucky. The myth of Friday the 13th varies by culture, but it's generally considered a day when bad things can happen, mm-hmm. Like your headphones and you can't hear your co-hosts or anything like that on the air.
That's a very specific radio thing, but still, yeah, point well taken.
And Melissa, I will text you as soon as I can. I cannot text and do this at the same time.
We were going to try.
We can hear you when we turn our microphones off.
That's the only time we can hear her. Yeah.
Yeah. So we can't necessarily talk
go back and forth.
Back and forth,
yeah.
Really.
Unfortunately.
Very junkily we can.
Yeah, it'll
junkily.
Be junkily.
Hey, there you go, Phil. There's a word of the day for you. Junkily. There you go, Dr. Seuss.
Invented a new word just now. That's what we do on this show.
Oh, bother. The number 13 may be related to Norse mythology. In Norse mythology, the god Odin invented 11 friends to a dinner party, invited 11 mm-hmm. friends to a dinner party. But Loki, the god of evil and mischief, crashed the party, making the total number of 3.
So Loki
is a little bit to blame for this one.
Okay, I blame you, Loki, for everything.
And the fear of Friday the 13th is called...
Can you do it?
Oh, boy.
That's a hard word.
Frigatariscidacopedia. Copedia. Cophobia.
Cophobia.
Frigatariscidacopedia.
Why?
Blah.
Why did they make it so long? I don't know, but
I want points just for trying.
You do.
I did not come anywhere near that one. I started out all right. I started out strong, but once I hit the horse, my routine just went horrible.
Yeah,
and I did not stick the landing. I landed on my head. The judges don't even know what to answer.
Right.
But this is, of course, I think a fun day that you can have fun with this one and everything.
Yep.
And whether it is Thursday the 12th or whatever the day might be, make your own luck.
Yeah,
that's what I say. That's what we're gonna do around here. Live radio pushes through.
It does.
Goes forward, so that's what we're going to keep doing here.
Yep.
We do. I don't want to waste Melissa's time. Oh, yeah. Mel, we're on the same page. Okay,
very good.
I'll talk to you in a second. Seth and I definitely will be back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club here on the morning show at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our friends at El Cafe in the Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and our great friends over at El Cafe. Visit them today. Treat yourself. Get on over there to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great one from all of us here at WFHR. Mm-hmm. It is finally Friday, and the gang wants you to head on over there and try some of their shredded chicken omelet or some of their other great meals that they got going on over there. Of course, keep in mind, Friday, fish fry.
They have their fish fry. Yum, yum.
More popular over there. Mm-hmm. Check it out for yourself today at any time at El Cafe. Go visit them at 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. And, of course, get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. I suppose you can't really call in today, can you?
No, we wouldn't be able to hear you very well. Yeah. So, no calling in today.
You can direct message us live on the air, though, and I'll get it.
Yes, you can.
I'll be keeping an eye on my phone here to see if you guys call or text us. Feel free to do that. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and hit us up. My phone number is... I almost did it. go ahead and email us, direct message us, any of the ways you got to get a hold of us. I would try Morse code smoke signals if you'd like.
Old school.
I'll keep a lookout at the skies there and see what you guys
are up to.
Good
day for smoke signals. They hold together really well.
Actually, it would be a really good day. Would have been a great day to talk to Brittany, too. You know? if only it wasn't Friday the 13th.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I'm just going to keep blaming. Hey, there's one. I'm going to keep doing this throughout the show.
Okay.
I'm going to be just bringing up positive things throughout the show. I got a bunch of good stories that we could just jump, just quick
ones I
can throw out there. Because, again, I want to push back on the whole negativity about today
and
everything.
That's right.
There is a positive right there. Mm-hmm. Not only is it a Friday and everything, but we got fun things going on.
We do.
We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Makes it better.
With all of you.
Yep.
Hit us up, and of course, we'll be keeping an eye on the phone lines and everything to see if you guys reach out to us.
Yep.
Seth, though, you got to do all the work this morning.
That's fine. I can handle it.
All right.
I can handle it.
I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right. And then I need another one or a two.
One.
All right. Well done. Nice switch up. And a one through three.
Well, I got to do three now.
All right. Gives us the qualifier.
Two, one, three.
Yeah. Nicely done. All right. We could dive right into the birthday and celebrating here. And first up, I want to wish happy birthday to Pam's cousin, Judy Eskrit. She is in Bakken. She grew up in Rapids, but lives in the Appleton area now.
Oh, happy birthday.
Judy, enjoy your day.
Yes, indeed.
Hope it's a good one for you.
Yes.
We wish happy birthday to Dan Collins.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Dan, old high school friend of mine and many out there. Great guy. Wishing you a good birthday, Dan.
A high school chum, I believe. Isn't that what they used to call him? My old chum,
The correct terminology, I believe. That's how you're supposed to refer to it. And we wish our qualifier a very happy birthday, Ann Stainbrook.
Happy birthday, Ann. Congratulations.
Enjoy the day, Ann. Hope it's a good one for you. Mm-hmm. I will always be a sucker for that name. Both my grandmothers named Ann.
Ann. See that? There you go.
My daughter, my oldest daughter's middle name is Ann after them. So it's a good one.
You got Ann's everywhere.
All over the place. We take a look at December 14th, Saturday. We wish happy birthday to Rachel Marie.
Happy birthday, Rachel.
Great name and great person, I'm sure. Enjoy your day, Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish a happy birthday to Sally Heinzen.
Happy birthday, Sally.
Sally is our qualifier for Saturday.
Congratulations.
Enjoy the day, Sally. Hope
Please
it's a good
do.
One for you.
Yep.
You're a qualifier. Sunday birthdays, taking a look here. We wish a happy birthday to great friend of ours, our station, this community, WRCT, Martha Bawara.
Happy birthday, Martha.
Martha, a longtime friend of the station here, and of course, WRCT was a director over there for quite some time.
Yeah, that's right.
And certainly joined us, co-hosted with me a bunch of times here on the air. We had a good time with Martha. Martha, her and her family in Texas right now, enjoying themselves, and I'm sure much better weather.
Yes, to be sure, warmer. I can almost guarantee that. Yes.
I bet you her headphones are working, too.
Our headphones got too cold. That's what it was. It was too cold out today.
I've always enjoyed talking with Martha. Still run into each other and talk to each other every once in a while and everything. Wishing her a great one. Enjoy your birthday, Martha.
Yeah.
Enjoy your birthday. And we wish a happy birthday to Sam Jones.
Happy birthday, Sam.
Enjoy your day, Sam. Hope it's a good one for you. That feels like a 1960s pitcher's name. Feel like that's a Sam Pitts for
Sad
the A's.
Sad Sam Jones, yeah.
Sam Pitts for the A's back in the day or something. Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish happy birthday to our qualifier, Amy Allwarden.
Happy birthday. There you go. Happy birthday, Amy. Yeah.
Amy, I apologize messing that up.
That's
but
all right.
I knew Amy by another name before she was married and everything.
Okay.
I worked with Amy and Beth for quite some time over at our old theater days when we were kids in high school and everything. Great, 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 great human being.
Cool.
All of them over there. Wishing them, Amy, a happy birthday.
Yep.
Enjoy your day. And we take a look at our celebrity list. Let's see who's on the list for this weekend.
Who's on the list?
I mentioned a couple of them for today. 35, Taylor Swift.
She's 35. Man.
Incredible.
You know, she started so young. And yep. So early, it's easy to forget that she's only 35 years old. Been around for so long.
Played a little Taylor Swift over on the Sunrise Show on 105.5 today. Mm-hmm. Played some Christmas music of Taylor's. Mm-hmm. And was reading in there. And you know, she, I, like most people I've heard before, that she was 14. She moved to Nashville and everything. Right. It got me thinking. I never thought about it before. She didn't move there on her own.
No.
It's just interesting to think of. You know, we think of plenty of musicians and artists traveling to California, traveling to Memphis, to Nashville, mm-hmm. Motown to make a big or something. Right. And you know, some like Steve Winwood and some artists that started out young. Mm-hmm. But you don't think about a family. Like her family moving there because they believed in her this much or what have you and everything. I've done all the homework on that. But just looking at, she's not my thing.
Right.
But she's also doing incredibly well without me. In fact, she might be better off without me listening to her music and downloading it.
I'm a big fan.
But you don't have to listen to her music, I think, to sit back and respect somebody's artistic career.
Right. And you're so right, man. Talk about how's that for a family support?
And her
family.
Yeah, and her
family. I mean, move. I mean, that's just amazing to me.
I hope they got a spot on that island of hers or whatever. They better.
I'm sure they do.
Amy Lee is 43. Another amazing singer.
Oh, wow.
Evan Sense, lead singer. Plenty of songs.
Pipes. She's got some pipes.
She's really got a voice. Mm-hmm. I like hearing her in duets, too. She sings really well with others, it feels like. Tom DeLonge is 49, Blink-182 guitarist and singer. Maybe not the singer of the other artists, but see, a good singer in his own right.
He's not bad.
He's all right. Blink-182 is all right. Mm-hmm. I like him. Jamie Foxx is 57, and man, we are happy to say that.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
He has been through a lot in the last year, a lot of health issues, a lot of things going on. He's got a Netflix special out right now. I like a couple of other people, started to watch it thinking, oh, it's Jamie Foxx getting back to his roots. Mm. He's doing stand-up again. Jamie Foxx started out as a stand-up comedian.
Right.
The Wayans brothers thought he had something to offer. But they didn't really have a spot for him. So they gave him, hey, why don't you be the DJ on In Living Color?
Oh, that's right.
And he started out as JK1 or something like that he was or whatever. But he was too funny. He was too good. So he starts doing sketches. And he does the Wanda, I believe it's Wanda, the sketch where he kind of dressed up as a woman and everything. Right. And some other things. Like, this is where Jamie Foxx begins. And slowly builds something. And then before you know it, boom, he's starring in Ray and winning an Oscar.
Yeah.
And giving you one of the greatest, like performances you've seen in a biography movie.
Yep.
It really is. It's top 10 at the very least. Going on and having a really strong career. He's done some really cool
really
work.
Remarkable career.
I enjoy him. I enjoy his work. With everything. So I get into the stand-up special, but it's not. It's really almost a love letter to the city of Atlanta that he says saved his life.
Wow.
The doctors there and so much of that. It's really a one-on-one with him and his fans and them him catching them up.
More like a one-man show almost than stand-up. Yeah.
It's so worth watching. I just wouldn't go into it, you know, expecting laughter and everything like that. I definitely think it's worth watching, and I enjoyed it, but I also think don't go into it, you know, with your popcorn. Oh, make me laugh, Jamie. Like, it isn't that.
No, not that kind of thing.
He'll make you laugh, just not in this show.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to see him get back to a little stand-up or something like that.
It's been a while.
his daughter introduces him before it, and I got to say, that hit me, man. That was pretty cool to see. And to see the almost relief in his eyes still that he's here and he's okay. Rex and Rob Ryan are 62, the large and loud twin brothers of the NFL.
Well, from their large and loud father. Gee, I wonder where they got it from.
Yeah, right. One of the funkiest voices of all time, Morris Day, is 67.
Oh, Morris Day in the time. Another one of Prince's guys and his groups. Yep.
Crazy how Sheila E. and him share like a birthday week.
Really close.
That's wild. One of my favorite actors of all time, one of the greatest character actors you will ever see, Steve Buscemi, is 67. It's not fair of me to call him a character actor, but talking to agents and different people, this is the way he's always been categorized.
Mm-hmm.
But Steve Buscemi has proven multiple times he can lead something, whether it's a movie or Boardwalk Empire
was a great example. Yeah.
And that is a testament not just to him and his talent, but his drive. We don't talk about this with guys like him enough. Mm-hmm. The will, the drive to stick with this game and to push push through and to take all the lumps. I have taken so many shots from casting directors. I just did like a couple weeks ago that hit the confidence and really like take you back a step. I don't mean this in any ill will, but I don't look like Steve Buscemi. I can't imagine if I've taken that, what he might have taken, or other actors might have taken. It's impressive to me what he has done beyond measure.
Yeah.
It really is. And incredibly talented.
I see the talent is there, for sure.
Whether it's him guest spotting on The Sopranos, and I think maybe being the best cameo actor ever on The Sopranos, maybe the greatest show of all time, or making us laugh in the Adam Sandler movies, you know, Crazy Eyes, and some of these characters he's played over the years.
He can do it all, man.
Oh, my God. Steve Buscemi is maybe the best part of Billy Batson. He may be. When I go back and watch that movie, the Mr. Penguin stuff is cool, but the one scene where they flip to him is memorable.
Yeah, it's one good of my stuff, favorites.
Oh, he's great. Love Steve Buscemi. Let's see here. Randy Owens. Owen is 75, one of the lead singers of Alabama. Some of the better harmonies you will ever hear from
Absolutely.
Alabama. And Jeff Skunk Baxter is 76 from the Doobie Brothers. Doobies.
One of the better, man, unheralded guitarists of all time. He was, you know, he was in so many iconic bands, you know, Steely Dan, you know. And the reason he was on Steely Dan is because he could do what they wanted him to do. They were so exacting in what they wanted, and he could pull it off. That's telling you something about how good of a guitarist he is.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so with you. My dad is so with you about the underrated part. My dad just called him Skunk. That was it. And go Skunk or something like that. He'd shout it like Black Water or something like that. It wasn't even a solo, though. He would think, okay, and then go into the so big jamming solo. No, he just go Skunk, and it's just beep, beep, beep. One of the greats, Dick Van Dyke, is 99 today.
How good is that? Wonderful.
Talked about it a little bit on the Sunrise show and everything. It's actually, certainly it's marvelous that he is 99. It's marvelous that we still have him. We were just talking about him the other day with him in the Coldplay video dancing and everything. Yep. It's miraculous that he made it this long with all that falling. No, I'm joking.
All the internal injury. No, I'm just kidding.
Honestly, as a little kid, I would watch. I didn't get the Dick Van Dyke show. It was a little old for me when I was that little and everything. But I sure got that intro. And I watched that introduction with my Nana Papa every single episode. And I would watch his fall. And I'd study it. And I to this day, will go back to it and tell my students to go back to it. Because there's a lot of great slapstick actors and that in the world. I genuinely believe that nobody was ever better at the pratfall or possibly at slapstick than Dick Van Dyke.
Yes.
Laurel and Hardy or Abbott and Costello. I mean, some of these great vaudeville acts didn't do that much of it, but when they did, it was amazing. Of course, the Three Stooges, the Marx Brothers did a little more.
They were, especially the Stooges,
And they get a lot of the credit for it. But Dick Van Dyke, just kind of like slyly, so good at it. Go back and watch it. You can't tell. You just can't.
No.
And Chevy, so smooth, you could see so it. Some perfect. Others you could see it with and everything. Dick Van Dyke, the smoothest. And just immensely talented.
Yep. Yeah, 100%.
Also appreciate so much, as a young actor, hearing him talk about his performance in Mary Poppins. And saying how he took the hits. And he understood it. Yep. And he made fun of it and had fun with it. For a guy of that stature to be able to make fun of himself, to be in on the joke and so many of these things. While also giving a very iconic performance, really.
I mean, it is. And the dancing and everything like that. I mean, 100%. Yeah. He's apologized for his accent. I think that's hilarious.
It is. It is. It is. So he doesn't need to.
Very humble. Very humble.
Yeah. Hey, he didn't cast himself.
No, he did. No, they cast him.
I'm not going to turn down that role. You know,
of course not.
They're the ones that did it. You know, he did his best.
Yep.
At least it's not Costner in Robin Hood and not even trying. At least he tried.
At least he tried.
That's a real actor right there. Dick Van Dyke, man. Happy birthday to him. Take a quick look at Saturday and Sunday birthdays. Looking at Saturday, let's see. Earl D. Wallace is 76. Elliot from E.T. is 76.
Oh, whoa. Oh, dear. Woo.
I'm going to need a minute. You know what? I can't even think about that. I got to keep moving.
Just move on, man.
I always thought he would be a big child actor. He was in The Howling. That was about it.
Okay, yeah.
That's about it. Bill Buckner would have been celebrating a birthday on Saturday.
Billy Buck.
It's so cool that he got to celebrate that that World Series a bit with the Red Sox.
Yeah.
And get some goodwill from the fans and all that.
That
usually seems to happen after a person passes. It happened right before he passed.
No,
he did get to experience it.
Especially after they won the World Series, there was nothing but forgiveness for Billy Buckner.
Well, and I spend a lot of time with a Southie, and my first teacher at Second City and everything, and he talks a lot about the Sox, man. And way him and his family, like, they were very different about this. Mm-hmm. Like, they took a lot of people apparently in South Boston took like Buckner's side after the media came at him. It didn't start out that way, but when the media came at him, hey, he's one of us.
Yeah, right.
You know, and everything, and that came out and stuff.
Right.
I always thought that was cool, but it should have been talked about more in the national media.
Yeah, I agree.
Patty Duke would have been celebrating a birthday on Saturday as well, born in 46. Great early TV actor.
Yes. Won an Oscar for The Miracle Worker.
Oh, my God. Her performance in The Miracle Worker.
The mother of Sean Astin, actually.
Yeah.
Another great actor. Yep.
That's pretty cool. And I don't have any Sunday birthdays. And we're a little long in the break here.
We're good.
But we do wish anybody celebrating birthdays on Sunday a happy one. And we'll come back without headphones, without being able to hear anything, on the morning show here at WFHR. Oh, now the board's out. What's going on?
Shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Is that Whitney Houston with
Pentatonix and Whitney Houston? Yes, it is.
I had not heard that.
No.
That's pretty cool.
And I don't know if that was, if they collaborated before she passed or if they took a recording and then overdubbed on it, but either way, it's very pretty.
I'm going to have to look into that one.
Yeah,
good. That is pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. Seth and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We are having a little bit of technical difficulties. We cannot hear anything in our headphones.
Nope.
So our volume is a little all over the place, but I am trying to keep an eye on that and making sure that we do not blow out your subwoofers or anything.
Your eardrums or anything like that. Yeah.
I will say there is another, I'm going to keep mentioning good stories and good things about today. One of them, I got to say subwoofer. It's a fun word to say, Seth. It's a fun one.
Just woofer is a fun word. You're right. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Here's one for us today. We do send a shout out to you guys out there listening. And I did want to mention as well. Normally, of course, right here, we do our Culver's Star of the Day.
Right.
Since we can't take phone calls because we couldn't hear you guys, we will do it on Monday.
Yeah,
and
that's
we'll
cool.
Get two of them in next week.
Let's do that. Yeah.
Yeah. We send a shout out to our great friends, partners, really great cousins to us, our friends at Culver's. We work with Culver's for I'd say almost two decades, and really appreciate the work that they do over there, because wherever you got a Culver's, you got a business that puts back into their community.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And by the way, we're going to really surprise the people who only listen on Mondays.
Yes.
The Culver's today, what?
What?
I don't know. It was on Fridays.
This is awesome. A poll found the average employee feels like they need a proper vacation every 110 days to keep their sanity intact.
110 days. Wow.
Huh.
That's kind of fascinating.
Too. So like on 109, you're good. Like you're but boy, 111.
Ooh. I got to take a break, man. I got to. What's going on here?
I need a breather. I still can't get over the Elliott's eight, like 60-something. It's still bugging me. It's going to be bugging me all day. It doesn't say how long the break has to be. Just a nice stretch where you'd burn a few vacation days, I guess.
There you go. Gotcha.
It was part of a poll where just 18% said that they always use up their paid time off. While only 18% of people use up all their time off.
Wow. That's really, really low.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
That's very low. The average person will leave 5 extra vacation days on the table this year, even if they won't roll over to 2025. So this is in, I was going to say that, but I wanted to finish the sentence, and I thought so.
Yep,
this includes even the people that don't know that their days won't roll over.
Right, exactly. So they're not like, even if they lose them, they're still not using them. That's basically what it is,
And as I'm saying this out loud, Seth, I'm one of these people. I did not even think about it, man. I am one of these people. I almost was going to make fun of this. I was right there. I had a joke locked in. I had the hammer cocked. And I'm like,
oh, wait a minute.
Nope. Even when we do use our vacation days, we're not necessarily relaxing. On average, less than 40% of the time is used for rest and relaxation.
Jeez, what is wrong with us? Seriously.
So my mom and dad are retired and are trying to enjoy and relax like most people in retirement the rest of their lives and everything. And me, my brother and sister, very encouraging of that. One of the things they like to do is travel. One of the things they like to do to me, their oldest and the caregiver, is just maybe on a Friday morning, especially when my Jeep didn't start. You know what, Jimmy? We're also going out of town. There's that too. So you and your fur brother got to fend for yourselves.
Yeah, you're good to go.
Good luck with all that. And then they will travel to go to my brother or sister. I don't know which one, Appleton or Madison or whatever. And it's me and Sam not only watching the house, but sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting for them to text me when they get there, and they don't. The one rule my mom had for me growing up, Jimmy, I don't care where you go, just let me know when you get there.
Yeah.
What does this woman do to me every time they leave?
Wow, this has become a real therapy session for you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it really has. But I bring all this up in part because as I'm talking to my dad this morning and he's stressing, he's like, oh, I got to remember this. I'm like, Dad, you're doing this to have fun.
Yeah.
You're doing this to spend time with your grandkids, your kid, all of this. Relax, man. Just breathe. I did thought of Jackie Carantini and the breathing exercise she used to do with us and everything. Mm-hmm. Had that with my dad. Felt great. Then I went out there to start my Jeep and it didn't start. So that was a whole other thing. We had to do another breathing exercise.
I was going to say a different breathing.
But I think I bring it up again in part because I think whether you are needing a break from work or needing a break from life or just in retirement even and you need a break. Maybe we don't think about this very often, especially as older people. Kids. In school and the idea of that Christmas break and how much, you start out the school year and you're just going and going and
it's
going.
It's true, yeah.
And this is your first chance to kind of breathe as a kid.
Yeah.
So that's important too. All of this in context and all of this, it's not about, well, that's nothing compared to mine.
Yeah.
You want to compare yourself to people, then
whatever.
Then your mother's voice pops in your head if you're like me. And, oh, Jimmy, there's always somebody who has it worse.
Yeah.
There's always somebody who has it worse.
Everybody's mom.
Yes. So that's here or there.
Yeah.
I think it's something to keep in mind that we have in common, but we also could all do better at.
Right, exactly.
We could all not only have giving each other grace, but give ourselves some grace and use some of these vacation days.
Yes.
The top things we use those days for are vacations, personal time at home, doctor's appointments, staycations, family emergencies, running errands, and childcare.
Running errands.
Now it is a dang, and I'm not saying the word I'd like to. A dang shame about the childcare part.
Yeah.
There is, I don't think, a bigger, if not the biggest issue. One of the biggest issues, top three issues in our country, is childcare.
Mm-hmm.
It bleeds into everything.
Yep.
It is vastly important, and you may be sitting out there thinking, I don't have any kids, or my kids are older or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yep, still affects you.
Yep.
You pay taxes.
It sure does.
It still affects you. Mm-hmm. We need to get better about this and work on childcare.
100%.
The fact that people are using their paid days off for childcare is sad to me.
Yeah.
But also understandable and relatable.
Yeah, and a couple of the things you read off there, like to run errands.
Yeah.
Vacation time to run errands? Wow.
Doctor's appointments?
Yeah.
Just so we can stay alive long, so we can work long more?
Yeah. So we can't take any more vacations?
And among all that, think of this, everybody. We have invented a word just so that we can stay home and do nothing. Staycation.
Yeah.
We invented a word for this.
I'm telling you. I am telling you. Which is hard to do, by the way, because when you're there's still probably, if people know you're still around, and you're working, it's hard to get away. The only way you can really do it is like literally leaving town.
Yeah.
So people can't get a hold of you, right?
It's crazy.
That's the one way to do it, basically.
This isn't meant to also like beat ourselves over the head. Oh, God, I got to start relaxing more. I got to really start relaxing more.
Yeah, exactly. No. That's not helping.
That's not going to help anything. But it is a nice reminder. And it is also, I think, an opportunity to see that we have a lot of this in common.
Yeah.
I guarantee there's more people out there than not agreeing and nodding their head and seeing what we're seeing in this than being like, well, I don't know what they're talking about. I take all my vacation days. Right. If that is you, more power to you.
Yes.
You rock.
If you are doing that, yes, absolutely.
Good on you.
Good on you.
But there, most of us, we got to get better about this and better towards each other about
it. Yeah, and it's, and part of it, I think, is the whole, you know, I think America still has overdone the whole work ethic thing.
Oh, yeah.
We take it to a degree that we really don't need to. Mm-hmm. We can take, you know, let's relax. And I'm just as bad as everyone else, you know. I do that to myself. But let's just relax, everyone. Take it easy, you know. You can wait. It doesn't have to, not everything has to be done right now.
Say you do a job where one of the key parts of it is being able to hear things, and you're not able to. You got to roll with it.
You got to roll with it.
You just roll. You just keep moving. Keep moving and hope for the best with your fingers crossed the whole time you were on the air.
Oh, boy.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back. Before we do, though, two brothers in northern Michigan spent 2 hours saving a deer that fell through the ice on Lake Huron.
Wow.
They cheered when when she sprinted off, mm-hmm. then watched her fall through again.
Oh, no.
So they ended up saving her twice. They are okay. The deer was good. Okay. There's some good. Great video of it. If you are you know, looking for a palate cleanser, looking for you know, good vibes today, I encourage you to go find that video. And a big shout out not only to them, but to so many stories. I think of this every year around this time. We get stories about officers or firefighters saving deer, saving animals in the ice.
Yep.
Think about the ones we don't hear about.
Yeah.
For every story we hear, there's thousands, hundreds probably out there where we don't hear about them. We appreciate all the effort and all the work that people do to in those situations.
Absolutely.
Take the time out, come back, and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. I need some Diana Carroll. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Hope y'all are having a good Friday out there. Thank you so much for joining us. Happy Friday the 13th edition of The Morning Show. Seth and James here with you. Melissa should be here, but it's Friday the 13th. So, of course, things aren't working.
So crazy things are happening, man.
That's all right. Yeah. That's all right. Honestly, I will say this. There are no reruns in radio. There's a reason you get into radio. There's a reason that certain people stay in radio.
Yeah, it's true.
I wouldn't survive in almost any other industry. So I got no complaints.
Even with stuff like this that happens,
it is,
you know,
what it is.
I do have a silver lining for me. I don't know if James really worries about this or not, but at least my hair is a little bit nicer, so I don't have, because I don't have to wear the headphones, so I don't mess it up so as much as I usually do.
That's a good point, actually. I don't have my hair down very often in this job. I do today. I can actually. It doesn't matter.
There you go.
It doesn't matter. We got plenty of fun things lined up for you in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to get in some entertainment news, let you know it's new on your small screen, your big screen, and new on your theater stage.
Mm-hmm.
Got that all coming up for you. Plenty of more. Some other fun stuff too lined up in the 9 o'clock hour. I want to get into, we'll see how this goes with the next hour.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we get our headphones back. We'll find out.
We'll see what happens.
For right now, we are in the Christmas season. Of course, we are in the holiday spirit, and the movie Elf is set in New York. Mm-hmm. And a big part of the movie involves generating enough Christmas spirit for Santa and his reindeer to fly.
Right.
I was getting some work done last night, and I just thought I had the football game on Amazon,
mm-hmm.
and it was getting a little boring, and it was wrapping up and stuff, so I'm not really tuning in. But I saw a commercial for that new Red One, new Christmas movie with The Rock, Chris Evans, J.K. Simmons, mm-hmm. and Bonnie Hunt is in it.
Mm-hmm.
Just some great actors and stuff. And I'm a big Chris Evans guy.
Yep.
I'll watch pretty much anything he does. I promised myself when I saw the movie Puncture at the end of it, I'm like, I'm going to watch every movie this guy does.
Wow.
And I've stuck to that so far. And I've enjoyed almost every mm-hmm. movie, at least his performance.
Right.
I think I'm getting soft, man. I think I'm getting soft.
Really?
Because I kind of liked it. I look at the reviews online and people were shredding it and stuff and everything. But I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell a new Christmas story. It's hard to tell
really
a new
is.
Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Let alone something that young kids will get into.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they did a pretty good job of it. And the ending, not spoiling anything, but as far as the idea of seeing how Santa Claus does this.
Right.
I've never seen it done like this with so much detail.
Oh, cool.
It almost was worth it alone to see that, let alone a jacked Santa. Because that's When you think about it, Santa would have to be in pretty darn good shape to do what he does,
considering,
right?
Considering, yeah. You know, I just realized you're right, because a lot of Santa stories, it's all a lot of hand-waving, right?
Yeah.
It's like, it's magic, you know? Yeah, he just, yeah. He, you know, that kind of thing. But I love the idea of trying to make it, like, real. Like how could you actually do this, right?
I thought it was fun, especially if you're watching it for free or something, you already have Amazon Prime or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Get your money's worth out of Amazon Prime, for God's sake.
You probably never will.
Even if you don't want to watch it, just put it on just so you're getting your use out of the thing, man. So I thought that was kind of good. And I think it has an opportunity to be a new elf, one of the new classics kind of thing.
That could be.
I really think it does.
You got to give it time.
Yes.
Give it time.
Yeah. Elf didn't start out. The Elf was, I think, didn't do well in the box office.
If I remember correctly, it wasn't like a big hit. Yeah. But it certainly built a following.
So similar to Elf, they looked at this in state by state. A website analyzed a bunch of Google search data to determine which states have the most Christmas spirit, which one could get that Santa's reindeer going.
Okay.
They didn't really explain it, other than it is based on the percentage of festive Christmassy searches per year. And Christmassy is spelled Christ, M-A-S-S-Y. Christmassy.
Christmassy. Oh, I don't know if I've ever seen it spelled.
Christmassy, huh? Am I right, people? Moving on.
That's why you don't do stand-up.
No. In the end, the state with the most Christmas spirit is... So that's what they're doing here, is basically giving you the...
Yeah, right, yeah.
Utah!
What, huh?
Yeah. Utah came in number one, followed by Massachusetts, Virginia, Illinois, Washington, Texas, Maryland, Pennsylvania, California, and New Jersey.
Literally all over the map.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no rhyme or reason, at least geographically, for that. That's amazing.
Oddly enough, or maybe fittingly enough, yeah. The state with the least Christmas spirit is Alaska, the one closest to the North Pole.
Maybe that's why they're jaded by the fact they're close proximity to Santa. Yeah.
We see reindeer every day.
Yeah. No big deal.
Nothing. The bottom 10 are Alaska, Wyoming, South Dakota, Montana, Mississippi, North Dakota, Maine, Vermont, Arkansas, and New Mexico.
Hmm.
Now, not giving us a lot to go on here, it's pretty hard to say, well, this is why this state did really well. And this one didn't and all that. I was looking into this a little bit as best as I could.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've ever really had this with the survey before, where they didn't tell us the nuts and bolts of it, you know?
That's rare. That is very rare, yeah.
To usually explain those things fairly well for us. But of course, we want to know where our local states. I gave you Illinois is in the top 10.
Yep.
How about Minnesota at 30? Minnesota.
Oh,
at 30.
That's towards the bottom there. Wow, interesting.
And Wisconsin at 28.
Okay. Oh, they're very similar. Okay.
Iowa is at 37. Michigan at 35. Just to wrap up our
local the Midwest is not very Christmassy, apparently.
And I got to think that has to do with the fact
Chris Messi.
You know, it's nice. The only thing I can think of with that is that, like you said, similar to Alaska, where it's like for some states where you don't get a lot of snow, there's something kind of romanticized about this time of year.
And, that's true.
And,
very true.
So your spirits, your feeling about it might be a little bit different than when I think a lot of us in the Midwest, part of the reason why we enjoy this time of year so much is because it's what... After this, there's not a lot to look forward to but spring.
Yeah, we got a couple of months.
I'm not talking about sports or entertainment. I'm not talking about holiday events or anything like that. There's no big thing that has everybody is looking forward to.
Right.
Not everybody looks forward to Valentine's Day. Not everybody looks forward to certain holidays that are coming up between now and spring.
Right.
But almost everybody has some holiday spirit this time of year, regardless if you celebrate Kwanzaa, Hanukkah,
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
You know, Krampus, whatever it is. Everybody's got some kind of spirit. But then once that's over, once New Year's Eve is over, then it's kind of like, oh, now all we have left is cold and slush.
I was going to say winter is the big, oh, yeah.
So I can see some of that being in the back of people's heads and that holding them back.
Yep.
And to that, I'd say, you know, push forward and find the positives in all of this.
That's right.
It is in your power to be more in the Christmas spirit, if you like. And enjoy the time. Yeah. I'm not saying that doesn't mean that you can just flip a switch and it happens. It takes work, and it takes support from people in your life.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we think about, you know, people, you know, it can be a struggle, you know, for a lot of people this time of year. If you're missing people that you, you know, spent time with when you were younger, you know, that kind of stuff, were no longer with you, that kind of thing, that can make it a lot more difficult in the long run. So,
Which is why we're so thankful for great events in our area. Mm-hmm. We got so many of them coming up. We're going to wrap up the show talking about local events in our area, but I did want to mention something, a couple of things real quick, St. John's Lutheran Church over at 8020 South Park Road near Kellner, right, is going to be having their 30th annual cookie walk. 30th annual.
Cookie walk.
Cookies and candies are sold by the pound. It'll be going on tomorrow at 9 a.m. over there at St. John's Lutheran Church. Go ahead and check that out and support the good work that they are doing. And they do a lot of good work in the community. We appreciate them and wish them a happy holiday.
Yeah, absolutely. Cookie walks are fun and they're cool. Yeah.
And, of course, we've got Civic Media's grown-up gift list text to win contest going on.
Yes.
All through next week, we'll be doing this again. And you've got more opportunities today at the top of 11 a.m. hour, 1 and 4 o'clock hours. We're going to give you a keyword to text to us, and you can get in on the winning. Like, every hour, we'll give away some cash or overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resorts in the Dells.
Very cool.
And, of course, 8 lucky winners are going to be in on the grown-up gift list, where you can win maybe a humidifier, espresso machine, snowblower, luggage set.
All kinds of good stuff, man.
So many things available with this. Yeah. It's going to be a really cool one.
Get your qualifiers in.
Yeah.
Give yourself more chances.
And thank you to everybody who has already downloaded the app. If you haven't done so, you just get over there. You download that app. And you get in on this. And we're looking forward to hanging out with you next hour here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media...